different types of learnings we are able to see. We can say either two or three or four. I would be giving all the four names we can learn to the worst, like four names we can say. So one is supervised learning, but majorly we can say like the learnings are categorized into only three types. So supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforcement learning. So these are the three major varieties where we can see machine learning algorithms. So let me write it down. So unsupervised learning, supervised learning, and reinforcement learning. So what is meant by unsupervised learning? Any idea?
No,
any guess? No, structured way, not exactly. What is unsupervised learning?
Machine will learn on its own.
Yes, yeah, no. It's like no specific output, as no labels to predict, right? No specific output, right? The supervised learning is a specific output. There is a specific output. Reinforcement learning is learning continuously, right? So these are the three different types of learnings which we are able to see. So unsupervised, supervised, and reinforcement learning. When you are looking into unsupervised, there is no specific output. Supervised, there is a specific output. And reinforcement learning, there is a continuous learning process. So what is meant by no specific output or a specific output? Let me give you a small illustration, right? So let's take a father bought a basket full of fruits. Let's say these are all the basket full of fruits which are available. So what the kid is doing is he's looking into this basket, and he rolled up this basket, so he's able to see all the fruits on the ground. These are all the varieties of fruits which are available on the ground, right? Then slowly the kid is staring at this particular fruits. He is observing them. He is trying to identify the similar patterns. He never learned, right? He never know whether it is an apple or a mango or a banana or a strawberry or a blackberry or a blueberry. Nothing. He don't know anything, right? So he is able to just see. He is able to see the particular fruits, right? He is able to identify the similarities, means the pattern. And based on the pattern, he started grouping the fruits. He started grouping the fruits. Right, in this way, he grouped the particular things, right? So let's say the father is able to see these groups, and he thought that this is mango, right? He is able to understand the father, this is mango, and this is apple, and let it be something like blueberry, right? In this way, he is able to group it. So now, but a kid, if I ask a kid, come on, give me a mango, can he give it? If I ask a kid, can you give me an apple, can he give it? No, right? But if I give an apple, he can group it. If I give a mango, he can group it, right? The reason is there is no specific output, right? The kid is unable to say, or he is unable to label whether it is an apple or a mango or a strawberry or a blueberry. He is unable to label it, right? The reason is he never learned. Then what he done is he identified the similarities, he identified the pattern similarities. So using a mathematical equation in his brain, which is nothing but x1 minus x2 whole square plus y1 minus y2 whole square. So we call this equation as Euclidean distance. By using this Euclidean distance, he is able to group the data, he is able to group the similarities, he is able to group the similar patterns. I think we already witnessed this kind of grouping. I think with what we can see, for example, when you are looking into YouTube, right, every day you are searching only videos related to health, right? You would be getting all the recommendations related to health and fitness. Let's imagine every day you are searching for this one. What we can say, you are searching for real estate. You get all the ads on real estate. Every day you are searching only for gadgets. So your entire advertisement pattern or your YouTube pattern going to be more or less related to gadgets. Why? So based on the similarity, I would be grouping the data which is close or which is similar. Right, so if you look into your Facebook, you get the posts which are similar to what you search. If you are looking into your Instagram, you get the posts which are similar to your search or which your interaction. Right. So how exactly all these things are happening is with similarity matching or with the pattern matching with the help of unsupervised way of learning.